Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Joel writes, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." Dear church, the time has come to consecrate a fast. The time has come to call a solemn assembly. The time has come to return to the Lord. You know as well as I do, in our lifetimes, we have not seen this earth get better. We have not seen this earth grow closer to its only salvation, Jesus Christ. We have not seen our communities and our nation follow the will and the word of the Lord. Now, more than ever in our nation's history, the time has definitely come to consecrate that fast. To come before the Lord in deep mourning for our sins, for the reckless behavior that we have allowed happen in our nation, for not stepping up and speaking the word of the Lord to those who need to hear it now more than ever. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Every single one of us, from the infant in his or her mother's arms to the oldest person of our congregation, we all need Jesus. We all need to gather as a family. We all need to gather around the Word, to have that preached and proclaimed to us. We all need to hear that while we are sinners, while we are stuck in the muck of our sins, Jesus Christ has come to this earth to buy us back from hell, to buy us out of the slavery of sin, of death, and of the devil. Now more than ever, we need each other. We need to fast. We need to prepare our bodies to receive what is necessary for the soul. We need to gather. The elders need to spend time in God's word together. The men of our congregation need to spend time wrestling through God's word together. The women of our congregation need to do the same. We need to submit our wills to the Lord's. The farther we go down the road that the world is dragging us down, the farther it leads us from God. Yes, the time has come to blow that trumpet, to call all people, not just every single member of this congregation, but every single member of this community, to come and hear the necessary message. The message that while we are stuck in that sin and our trespasses, while we are spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God, Jesus Christ, in his love, in his mercy, came to be like one of us, yet without sin. He came to take the full wrath of our Heavenly Father upon himself so that we don't need to receive it. Now, more than ever, those people are drowning and wallowing in filth, in their own sins. And the world tells them that there is no God that can save them. It takes all of us. Each father in his household leading his family in devotions, being the one who makes sure that he and his family are in church to hear that word. Now more than ever, we need godly men and godly women to step up. The time has come to consecrate that fast. The time has come to gather. But quite honestly, it's always been the time for those things, hasn't it? Because in reality, even though our culture very much seemed to be okay with Christianity, sin was still prevalent. Sin still ruled so many lives. But we need Jesus. We cry out, and we weep, and we mourn over our sins. During private confession and absolution, one of the most common things that happens is crying, myself included. Because when I have to acknowledge my own sins before another pastor, when I have to actually publicly speak what I have done to defame God Almighty, it brings me to tears. I am not holy to stand before Him. And yet, out of His grace, He hears my confession, He hears your confession, and He borrows a pastor's lips to once again proclaim to me and to you, your sins are forgiven. In our gospel lesson for tonight, Jesus talks about what His followers will be doing. This fasting thing, this giving up food for a time to meditate on God's word and to meditate on God's gifts, is not just an Old Testament thing. It's not just a Roman Catholic thing. It's a Jesus follower thing. Jesus is extremely clear. Not only do we need to take the Small Catechism's word for it, where Luther says, fasting is certainly fine outward training in order to receive the sacrament. But Jesus Himself speaks to it in our gospel lesson. He says, my followers will be doing these things. He does not say, if you do it. He says, when you do it. He says, when you do charitable deeds. That is, when you give alms, when you give of your tithes, when you give of your time, when you give of the talents that God has blessed you with to extend His kingdom, you are shining the light of Jesus. We don't give alms, we don't do charity work, we don't do those good works just so that others can look at us and applaud us. We do it because God has created us to do it. Jesus goes on to say, when you pray, the life of a Christian is a life devoted to prayer, to hearing and receiving God's word, to return that to Him, and to cry out to Him as a merciful Father who hears His dear children, trusting that when we pray the prayer, or any prayer, but when that we pray that prayer that Jesus Himself gave us, when His disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. Because of Jesus Christ, we now have a line to the Father. We cry out to Him in mercy, and He is merciful. He is slow to anger. He is abounding in His love and in His mercy. This does not mean that we are not to pray in public. When you gather at a restaurant, you should still pray as a family. Pray out loud. Recognize that you are not doing it to be seen by men. You are doing it because it is fitting, it is proper to give thanks to God for the rich blessings that He gives you, whether that's in the comfort of your own home or whether that's somewhere else. And lastly, he says, moreover, when you fast. When you fast, we do not do it as the hypocrites. We do not fast so that we can go around saying, I'm better than you. We do it to properly prepare our bodies to receive the food of the soul. This coming Sunday, we will hear the words from Jesus. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is a long-standing tradition, including in the Lutheran Church, to fast before receiving the sacrament of the altar. It is a long-standing tradition, not just because it's a tradition, but because it's actually founded in the Scriptures, that we would prepare our bodies for that purpose. That we would go for a time without eating so that we might hear his word, receive that spiritual food. That we might recognize that when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are not just speaking about bread that fills the stomach, but that we recognize that everything we have is a gift from God Almighty. And while we have, many of us have ashes on our heads, it's not to disfigure our faces so that others may know that we are fasting. Jesus is clear not to do that. Rather, that we might remind ourselves that we are under that curse of Adam. That is why the words were proclaimed over you. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Because of Adam's sin, because of Adam's fall, we all now have the sting of death upon us. You are walking around as dead men and women, dead children, because of sin. And yet, it is placed on your forehead in the shape of a cross to remind you that you have been won by Christ's cross. To remind you that ultimately, even though you are dead right now, you will be made alive. That Jesus' cross could not ultimately hold him. That he would rise from the dead and conquer death on our behalf. And so it is fitting and proper that we as Lutherans would spend time fasting, would spend time in prayer, would spend time in almsgiving. These three are often the focus of our Lenten season, which is why this is our gospel lesson. When you spend time fasting, that is, when you go for a time without eating, you now have more time to devote to prayer. When you give up food for a time, you also have more money, especially if you go to the grocery stores right now. And with that money, what are you to do? Are you to use it for selfish gains? No. It's to give from your heart. It's to further God's kingdom. It's so that others may see the love of Jesus Christ through your acts, your deeds, that your light may be his light. That when people see you, they see Jesus living in you. Lent is a perfect time to return to the Lord. But quite honestly, it is always the perfect time to return to the Lord. But this Lenten season, I would encourage you to come here every Wednesday, every Sunday, to be devoted to God's word. To spend time, as you hear me say, Sunday after Sunday, reading God's word in your households, reading it out loud, giving it as a gift to your neighbors, reading it to your loved ones, reading it whenever you can. Pray for other people. Maybe even people you've never met, because quite honestly, they need our prayers. Give from your heart. Serve the Lord. Love, because we know that he first loved us. The church sings. Though great our sin, yet greater still is God's abundant favor. His hand of mercy never will abandon us nor waver. Our shepherd good and true is he, who will at last his Israel free from all their sin and sorrow. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.